Coca-Cola, P-E-P-S-I. That's your smartest cola buy. Pepsi-Cola presents Counter Spy.
Washington calling David Harding, Counter Spy. Washington calling David Harding, Counter Spy.
Harding, Counter Spy. Calling Washington.
United States Counter Spies, especially appointed to investigate and combat the enemies of our country, both at home and abroad.
Tonight, the case of a poison peddler. A counter spy report to the American people. Brought to you each Tuesday and Thursday by Pepsi-Cola.
Pepsi-Cola, hits the spot, two full glasses, that's a lot.
That's right, you heard what they said. Two full glasses of sparkling Pepsi from one big 12-ounce bottle. You're getting an extra glassful. And what a delicious glassful. The most refreshing, delightful cola that ever tickled your taste. You can't top Pepsi's tangy flavor. And that big, big bottle saves you money, goes twice as far. Pepsi's America's big, big favorite. And America's biggest cola value. So why take less when Pepsi's best? Whenever you reach for refreshment, remember.
Why take less when Pepsi's best?
And now to Counter Spy. Now, let's be absurd for just 1 minute. You know, and I know, it would be impossible, actually, to take a microphone right into the New York underworld and interview who's who. But if we could, there's one character we certainly wouldn't want to miss. Bugs Gonier. Bugs, come here a minute.
Sure. That's my nickname, Bugs. I don't think I ain't known. Chicago, St. Louis, Elmira. That's a good pen, Elmira.
Been in stir much, Bugs?
So-so, huh?
A strange laugh you have.
Lay off the criticism. When I was with the Hogan gang, I was took for a ride. My throat cut. Left for dead. Done something to my larynx and give me a funny laugh. I'm sensitive about it.
How'd you get so powerful, Bugs?
Mostly brains. A little double-cross here, a little double-cross there, maybe having a guy being took for a ride. I got the biggest racket now in the country. Hey, Lily Bell.
Yeah?
Come here. She's ex-Folly.
I was as good as the Follies ever had. I was the toast of Broadway.
You're about 38?
26.
Yeah. Is your card? I taught her everything she knows. Now, this guy, Diamond, he works for me, too. Hey, Diamond. Who's the big shot?
You are, Bugs.
Tell him what I learned.
We've organized the Young Defenders Club. The idea is race hatred. Kids join the Young Defenders, and we sell them uniforms and thousands of badges for $5 each. We make $4 a badge. I make speeches at the meetings, get them excited against other races so they'll smash store windows, throw rocks, and so forth.
I'll tell them how I use you, Lily.
Well, I go to stores run by the races we work up hate against and sell them protection from the kids.
Nobody but Bugs Gonier could have sunk up a double racket like that. There's big money in selling hate.
You'll have to pardon me now, you three. I got to return to the broadcasting studio. But I, too, hate. Hate you three and the things you stand for. Now, after that make-believe, we're back in the radio studio, ready to start our counter-spy case for tonight. It starts 3 weeks ago in the overly furnished, expensive apartment of Bugs Gonier in New York. Bugs was talking to his henchman, Diamond. Lily Bell was discordantly playing the piano.
Lily Bell plays the piano like I play marbles. Good joke, huh? Bud,
tonight I'm going to begin speaking to the young defenders on Long Island. We should get 500 new members. That's $5,000.
Hey, Lil, lay off the piano.
Oh, I've got music in here. In the Follies, when I had music.
Come here.
Next week, the kids out on Long Island will be all worked up, smashing windows.
Lily Bell, you work Long Island next week, too. If Diamond can bring in $5,000 for dues, you should get $5,000 for selling protection to the stores. Now the phone is for me. I'll get it.
Diamond.
Keep still.
We've got to tell Bugs sooner or later.
Not now.
But if Bugs finds out...
It's curtains for both of us. Give me a week on Long Island and I'll bring him back a bag of dough. You'll feel good. Then maybe we'll tell him the big secret.
Next corner, Billy. Which side, Bud?
The left.
What's the matter, Billy? You scared?
Hey, no. I just want to make sure nobody's around.
Get the paint.
Come on, Billy. We ain't got all night. Maybe we shouldn't paint a store, Spud.
You are scared.
Suppose the cops...
Now look, Billy. We joined the Young Defenders to show guys like old man Green we don't want them in this part of town, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, then come on. Smear his whole store window with paint. And then we'll pour the rest of it in the doorway. We'll show this old uncle he can't mess around with the young defenders.
And let's start painting quick.
Yeah. Now, give me the small brush. I'm going to make a picture of him.
Here you are.
Boy, stop painting my
what?
Store.
It's old man Green.
I've got you.
Yeah, please. Don't.
Big heroes, you come in the night to spoil an old man's store.
Shove him, Billy. He hit his head. Come on, Billy.
Help me, Bud. He's holding on to me.
Come on, Billy. We gotta get out of here.
Listen, boy.
Let go my jacket, Mr. Green.
Come on, Billy.
Let go my jacket. Let go. Let go.
Up
in the name of the law.
Who is it?
Just me, Pop.
Oh, Billy. Well, it's about time you got home.
Didn't know it was so late, Pop.
I was just going to turn out the lights, and then you... What's happened to your jacket?
My jacket? Oh, I caught the pocket on the handle of a guy's car. I ripped it. Don't worry, Pop. I'll sew it.
Even your mother, when she was alive, couldn't have sewed up a rip in your coat that bad.
Huh?
Visitors? This late?
Don't answer it, Pop.
Don't answer it?
No, Pop, please.
Well, then knock down the door if I don't.
Don't open that door. Don't.
Yes, who? Policeman.
Sorry, Mr. Roy. I've got to come in.
What's the idea of walking in here with a gun?
That's your boy.
Yes?
Come here, boy. Come here.
Well, now look. What's happened? What's he done?
Torn jacket. Now, I'll bet this piece of cloth will fit that torn jacket.
Look, my boy is a good boy. Now, why do you do this?
Pop, please.
What's he done?
Killed a man.
Killed a man? My boy killed a man?
To Counter Spy Headquarters, Washington, D.C. Complying with your request to local police officials that information pertaining to Young Defenders of America be forwarded to you, two members of that organization have just been arrested in New York for manslaughter.
This is Harding speaking. This Young Defenders organization, which is spreading racial hatred, is top priority. Mr. Peters and I will arrive in New York in 3 hours.
Mr. Harding, this is Billy Clinton.
Billy? Sit down.
Yes, sir.
This is Billy's father, Mr. Clinton.
I'm terribly sorry about all this, Mr. Clinton.
My boy killed a man.
I'll be outside if you want me, Mr. Harding.
Well, Billy, you're in quite a mess.
I know it, sir.
How'd you get mixed up with these Young Defenders?
Well, all the guys were joining it. Just seemed like the thing to do, to defend something.
I see. You read the newspaper which is published for the Young Defenders?
Yes, sir.
Agree with it?
Well, I didn't think too much about it, sir. I just read it.
Did you ever hear a man named Vincent Diamond speak?
Yes, he's a national leader.
I know.
He speaks to all our branches and members.
Tell me, Billy, didn't it ever occur to you to question this bigotry, this hate of minorities and races that he was preaching?
I don't know, Mr. Harding. You get so excited, you just join in.
I see. Well, pardon me. Yes?
Chief, the first report that Mr. Green died is not correct. He responded to treatment on the way to the hospital. Green has been in the operating room 4 hours. A delicate brain operation. There's a chance he might live.
Oh, I hope so. This gives me an idea, Peters. Keep that information secret.
Yes, sir.
I want to talk to Mr. Clinton. Billy, I want you to leave us for a few minutes.
Yes, sir. Can I kiss my father first?
Certainly.
I'm sorry, Pop.
Go out now, Billy, like Mr. Harding said.
Committed this crime themselves. But the poison propaganda peddled by Diamond stirred them up. However, that isn't going to convict him.
But why should the counter-spies be called in on a thing like this, Mr. Harding?
Mr. Clinton, we keep an open file on all crackpot and subversive organizations. You see, these hate organizations break down into two types. The ones led by mentally upset neurotics or crackpots, and the ones that are just crooked rackets.
What class are the Young Defenders in?
Indications are it's a crooked racket. And I want you to help us break it.
But it's too late now to save my boy.
It's never too late to try anything, Mr. Clinton. Besides, there are other dads and other boys.
All right, Mr. Harding. I'll do anything.
To Counter Spy in a moment.
Pepsi Cola, hits the spot, two full glasses, that's a lot. Lot more value, lot more zest. Why take less when Pepsi's dead?
More and more, among fellows and girls, among mothers and dads, you hear that sane and sensible question, why take less when Pepsi's best? No budget, no allowance ever had a better friend than tangy, sparkling Pepsi Cola. Because one big 12-ounce Pepsi bottle gives you two delicious drinks. That's twice as much tangy taste, twice as much delicious Pepsi to go just twice as far. That's why more and more families say, why take less when Pepsi's best? Yes, families like yours and mine, families all over America, they're all saying, why take less when Pepsi's best?
Pepsi-Cola so delicious, and each bottle makes two drinks. It is certainly the cola for the purchaser who thinks everybody's drinking Pepsi, just compare it with the rest. So much more is so much finer, why take less when Pepsi's best?
Today, tomorrow, always, get America's biggest cola value. Take home a carton of six big, big Pepsi bottles. Insist on Pepsi at the store, and say Pepsi at the fountain. Say Pepsi at the stand. Say Pepsi. Whenever you reach for refreshment, remember,
why take less when Pepsi's best?
Now back to Counter Spy and the office of the Young Defenders.
Is this the office of the Young Defenders?
Ever hear of knocking before you come in?
You heard my question.
Listen, you windbag. When I was in the chorus, no man ever...
Is this the office of the Young Defenders?
Yes.
Where's this diamond man who goes around making the speeches?
None of your business.
It is my business. You know who I am?
Must I?
I'm Mr. Clinton, the father of Billy Clinton. They've arrested for killing that storekeeper.
Oh.
Now I want to see that man, Diamond.
He isn't here.
Where does that door lead?
It's just to another office.
I'll take a look.
I told you, Mr. Diamond isn't here.
Well, Diamond's been going around talking to the boys at these Young Defenders meetings. He's in this just as deep as my son.
But Mr. Diamond wasn't with you, son.
Well, he aroused Billy, so he did it. And I want to see him. I demand to see him.
Who demands to see who?
Who are you?
I'm acquaintance of Mr. Diamond. Now, keep your shirt on, Todd.
I don't like that laugh.
I didn't ask if you did. Now, get out and go away.
I'm not going anywhere unless I see that man, Diamond.
This is Billy Clinton's father. Billy was the boy who was painting your Mr. Green's store and killed the old man.
Yeah.
He's been banging all around the office.
And I demand to see Diamond, or there's going to be plenty of trouble. Now, we've all got to protect each other.
Huh?
The same kind of undesirables Diamond is preaching about, they're going to persecute my boy in court.
Wait a minute, I'm getting this wrong. What do you want?
I want some money to hire defense in court for my boy.
Oh.
I'm a poor man. I haven't got any money for his defense. No, he's a member of the Young Defenders. The organization should defend him.
Hey, you're right. Yeah. Yes, you sure. The Young Defenders will defend your boy.
But we can't defend him if he's...
Quiet, Lily. We'll hire the best lawyers money can buy, Mr. Clinton. The Young Defenders will not allow your boy to be crucified.
Oh, well, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Sure. You come back to the office in a week, you'll see.
Oh, well, that's wonderful now. Wonderful. We'll all hang together.
Yeah, let's not use that word. We'll stick together. Right out that way, Mr. Clinton.
Yeah. We've got to defend my boy.
We'll be seeing you. Goodbye.
Bugs. I ain't very bright, but
don't you get it, stupid? A defense fund. We'll raise money from every sucker on Diamond's list. We'll scream the kid's being persecuted because he's a young defender. We must rally to his defense.
Oh.
Who'd ever think of that but me, Bugonia? You think if Diamond was in town, he'd think of it? We'll raise the dough by letter.
Diamond will be awful sore taking over his end of the racket.
Yeah. It's a good time to show Diamond who's got the brains. We'll collect $100,000 by next week.
The Young Defenders Organization has sent out about 200,000 letters, Mr. Harding.
Asking for money to defend Billy Clinton.
Yes. Oh, and Mr. Green is better.
Good. But don't let that news get out.
Right.
Peters, who does this Diamond live with?
He has a room by himself. But some way he's hooked up with a gangster called Bugs Gonia.
Anything on Bugs?
A long past record, but no reason to pick him up now. There's also an ex-Follies girl mixed up somehow.
We'll do some more checking on them. And just as soon as the money starts coming in for that defense fund, we'll have some legal reason for moving in on Diamond.
That big fool. Bugs didn't have any right to mix in on my end of the racket while I was gone, Lily.
Take it easy, Diamond.
A fool.
He's right in the next room. He'll hear you.
I have a good mind to tell him about us anyhow.
Oh, cut it out, Diamond.
Come on, I'm going in to see him.
Promise me you won't tell him the secret. You're too upset right now.
Okay, come on.
Oh, how I hate that man.
Are you back, Diamond? Why so
like you messing with my end of the racket.
Listen to him, Lily. Sore, because in 1 week I rig it up to make more than he's made in 3 months.
Everything I've done has been inside the law. They couldn't touch it.
So what?
The law could get us now.
So what?
For fraudulent use of the mail. We can get a couple of years in the pen through your stupidity.
Yourself, Diamond.
Please, please, Diamond didn't mean it.
Oh, yes, I did.
Stop it. Stop it, both of you.
Well, forget it. Go on back to your room, Diamond. You go get dressed, Lily. You and me are stepping out tonight.
Wait a minute, Bugs.
Diamond, Diamond, you promised.
He promised what? What did he promise?
How much will you sell me the young defenders for, Bugs?
I'm selling nothing.
Stop laughing that way!
Don't give me your...
Why, you... Oh,
get that bookend, Lily.
Yeah,
the bookend.
Yeah.
Stop. You tried to hit me, Lily.
Oh, no. No, no, Bob.
You tried to hit me on the head. You missed and hit Diamond.
No, I didn't, honest. You two were moving so fast.
If I thought you did.
Why would I want to hit you?
Look at me.
Don't, Bob.
Look at me right in the eye. Huh? Okay.
Oh, Diamond. He's dead.
Sure he is. You really hit him.
Oh. Well, what are we going to do? It's murder.
If you hadn't have done it, I would.
Oh.
Now we just got to get him out of here.
How?
All right. It's dark. Car's in front. We'll pretend he's had too much to drink. We'll walk him out between us.
Oh. I'm scared, Bugs. Hope I'm scared.
Hey, I got me another big idea.
Another like this, I suppose.
We leave him alone in the woods. In a couple of weeks, he's found. And who killed him? The undesirables that the young defenders have been working against. He'll get us a lot of new members. Come on, we got to get rid of him.
Yes, Mr. Harding. We're checking the money that's coming in on that defense fund.
How much?
About $3,000 a day.
Then we're going into action. Come into my office.
Yes, sir. I bring you the court order, Mr. Harding, giving us permission to check on the money being sent into the young defenders by mail.
What a vicious racket, Peters.
I haven't been able to dig up anything more on that Bugs Gonia that Diamond is some way connected with.
Peters, before we take Diamond, let's go up and pay Bugs a little social call. I've checked, and the girl is there with him now.
Cut it out, Lily. I'm sick of it. I said cut it out.
And I'm sick of sitting around here doing nothing. Going crazy.
Maybe you miss Diamond.
Maybe I do.
Maybe you're sore. I won't let you go no place.
I'm suffocating to death. You sitting there, looking at me. Looking at me.
And maybe hating you.
You do hate me, don't you?
I hate everybody.
And you hate yourself. It's all over your face. And stop that freak laugh.
Shut up. One word to the cops and you'd get the chair.
One sick and fed up with it all. This last racket is a rottenest yet. Who?
Answer the door. This Bugs Gonia's apartment.
Who wants to know?
What's the idea of coming here this time of night?
I think we'll walk in.
You got your nerve.
I'm Harding of the United States Counter Spies. This is Mr. Peters, my assistant. You, Bugs, Junior?
Sure. Have a seat. Two of you have two seats.
Where's Diamond?
I don't know. Maybe he's gone on a honeymoon.
Bugs!
Huh?
Nothing.
Does Diamond work for you?
Nah. We're just passing acquaintances.
What do you know about this hate racket, Bugs? Stirring up racial hatred among ignorant people.
Diamond does that?
You're Lily Bell, aren't you?
Yeah.
That was the name in the folly.
You know Diamond pretty well?
No, not very well. I know him by sight.
Come from Wisconsin, don't you?
Yeah.
Falls Junction, Wisconsin?
Yeah.
You recently got a copy of your birth certificate, didn't you? Where is it now?
I don't know.
Did you want to show it to someone at the little town of Wellington over in Jersey?
Stop it. Stop it.
Well, I've stopped. Shall I go on?
Now, what's the idea of all this?
Your birth certificate wouldn't still be at the Marriage Bureau in New Jersey, would it, Lily?
I don't know.
Where is your husband, Lily?
Oh, what's the use? I'll tell everything.
Lily.
I did marry Diamond. He's dead. He was killed in a fight right here in this apartment.
You won't. Jump in, Peter. Easy, Bugs.
I frightened his Bugs over the head, and I hit Diamond by mistake.
I had nothing to do with it.
You know all about this hate racket, Lily.
Yes. Yes, every bit of it. I was in on it, too. I'll tell you everything. Everything.
All right, Peter. Get the cops on Bugs Gonier. Murder and accomplice to murder. And a whole list of federal offenses. Inciting race prejudice and hatred. The crime of intolerance is the worst of all. We'll do everything in our power to help wipe it out.
When your friends drop in, be generous, but be thrifty too. Serve plenty of delicious Pepsi Cola. Pepsi's big 12-ounce bottle gives you not just one sparkling glassful, but two. Get a carton of six and serve 12 delicious drinks. Yes, Pepsi is America's biggest cola value. You get twice the tangy taste, twice the refreshment, twice the Pepsi. So why take less when Pepsi's best? Whenever you reach for refreshment, remember,
Pepsi-Cola, hits the spot, two full glasses, that's a lot. Lots more value, lot more zest. Why take less when Pepsi's best?
Now, here again is David Harding.
It so happens that tonight's case is very timely. This is Brotherhood Week, so let's all spread the word. Don't listen to or spread gossip about any group of people. Instead, stand up and talk against that kind of talk when you hear it. Not only this week, but all year round. That's being a real American.
Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday, same time, same station, to Counter Spy. Listen next Tuesday for the exciting Counter Spy case of the School for Spies.
The beauty parlor cover-up for a sinister operation. The bad penny, Black Egypt, who turned up at the wrong time. And the murdered passenger standing at the rail of the Staten Island Ferry. The case of the School for Spies shows how an innocent word can be fitted like a piece of a jigsaw puzzle into a larger picture which means trouble to our nation. The exciting way your counter spies get on the trail of a menacing spy syndicate who prey on Uncle Sam's Boys in Blue will be exposed next Tuesday. Be sure to listen to the
Case of the School for Spies on Counter Spy. Tonight's Counter Spy program originated in New York. It was directed by William M. Sweets and featured Don McLaughlin and Mandel Kramer with music by Jesse Crawford. Counter Spy is a Phillips H. Lord production for Pepsi-Cola. Enjoy some Pepsi, ice cold tonight.